You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
No, but I own all the utilities, so it's actually times 10.
Board games on 95BFM. Our weekly chat with Waitemata local board head Pippa Coombe.
Yes, so Pippa Coombe is back after a month away. That was, you know, just we had a big old month, didn't we? With Easter, Anzac Day, and a whole heap of other things in between. So we were left kind of trying to catch up. So we basically asked Pippa Coombe, starting just to bring us up to speed on everything that's happening in the Waitemata local area and electorate.
There's always a lot exciting happening in Auckland, I think, and things move very fast. Last week, we had a ceremony to start what's called the Downtown Development Projects, to kick those off. And there's a whole package of projects that are happening downtown. And I guess the most key one of those is Quay Street, that's already underway. So I think everyone's noticed that Quay Street's being dug up, and there's a bit of concern about that. But the important thing is it is going to be transformed into an amazing pedestrian-friendly space. And this is all part of a package of projects that are happening for the America's Cup and hosting APEC in 2021. I'm going to see some big changes happening in downtown that I'm very excited about.
So is the Quay Street area essentially transforming into a kind of a shared space pedestrian mall?
It's not going to be a shared space as such, but it's going to be two lanes of traffic and then huge footpaths and a cycleway and a lot more trees. So it'll be far more like a nice pedestrian boulevard connecting the Wynyard Quarter with the ferry terminal and then along Quay Street and into brand new square. Well, it's kind of back to the future QE2 square that people who grew up in Auckland in the 80s will remember. But there's so that whole area between Britomart, the train station, and the new commercial bay, what was the downtown centre, is going to be a brand new square. So that's all about to get constructed because the tunnel underneath has been dug now.
So is that similar to what we see in Wynyard Quarter and North Wharf area?
Well, similar kind of landscaping in that there'll be a lot of trees and wide footpaths, and it will just be a really pleasant space and lots of seating, so areas just to kind of relax. It will still have through traffic, so there will still be quite a high volume of traffic, but it won't be the main arterial route anymore. The traffic's going to be encouraged to use the motorway or Custom Street as the main through link.
You mentioned this is part of a packet of projects. Are there any other notable things in this package?
Well, there's about seven projects, I think, that are called the Downtown Development Framework projects. And there's things like strengthening the seawall, building new ferry infrastructure on Queen's Wharf, a new plaza on Quay Street. So where the current ferries have some piers, that's going to be a plaza that's built out into the harbour a bit. What I mentioned was the Lower Queen Street Square, Galway Street, and Quay Street.
So those will all kind of be kind of revamped. Is this, you've said, mentioned it's for the America's Cup and APEC.
Yeah.
Do you think that the changes that are happening to the areas were changes that were probably beneficial outside of the need for the America's Cup and APEC?
Yeah, I don't want to put too much emphasis on it. It's just been done for that. I mean, we want it to be finished in time so that people, all the visitors that are going to come to Auckland in 2021 can enjoy it. But really the driver is because we're going to have this increased transport hub. So when the CRL opens, Britomart is going to be the biggest transport hub in New Zealand, and huge numbers of passengers. And then you've got Commercial Bay opening, an increase in jobs and visitors all coming to that area. So realistically, you can't put all of those people into downtown without creating more space for them to be able to move about and relax and hang out in.
No, certainly not. And we see, like, this seems to me at least to be part of like a wider move to making Auckland and especially the Waitemata area more pedestrian friendly. Before we took a break, we were discussing the Safer Speeds proposal as well. Has that come along at any point yet?
So the consultation closed at the end of March, I think it was, and we're still waiting for the Auckland Transport Board to make the decision. And if it gets implemented, it will start from July, I think. So that will make a huge difference to the city centre, just to have safer and more appropriate speeds. And then combined with that, there are going to be some trials about seeing how we can change the way vehicles access the city centre and give more space over to pedestrians. So one of those trials might be looking at how Lower Queen Street could be made pedestrian mall with buses just going through, or how High Street might be trialled as a pedestrian-only mall. So those things, well, should start happening quite soon.
The mayor and I believe his team have proposed that the costs for under 15s on public transport get brought right down to being free in the weekends. Does the local board have any input into this kind of discussion, or is this purely a mayoral office discussion?
Well, this decision has to be made by the governing body, so that's the 20 councillors and the mayor. So the mayor's put it up with the support of some councillors, and they'll be signing off on it to be in the next annual budget. So from 1st of July, hopefully it will be in the budget to cover that cost. And Auckland Transport have said, yeah, they can make it happen. So hopefully that will be just, you know, fantastic if we can get fares reduced or made free for under 15s. And the local board advocates that, supports it. It's just not our decision.
So we were discussing this kind of fare reduction. We were talking about how it's interesting that it's for under 15s. In a lot of cases, have their transport budget kind of reimbursed by their parents anyway. And we're discussing whether you think we thought it would be beneficial to perhaps extend this to, say, under 24s, which would perhaps include kind of the majority of students as well, who perhaps aren't. Do you think that in the long run, it would be good to kind of extend a program like this to include more people?
Absolutely. Well, you think over 65s get their transport free or subsidised, so I don't see why younger people who would actually benefit hugely as well shouldn't be covered. And that's just part of making public transport more accessible to more people, and that benefits everybody. So the more we can get people onto public transport, it's going to free up roads for freight and those people who need to be there driving their cars. So yeah, absolutely would support extending the range of people who get free or subsidised fares.
On the topic of young people, there's been an exciting new announcement by the local boards to do with the reimbursements for younger candidates.
Well, the local boards can't claim credit for this, but there has been for a long time a push to get childcare costs reimbursable, I should say, for elected members who have young children. Because it's been a real barrier for younger people who want to stand but don't have their costs covered. And so you can get your costs covered if you want to park a car, but if your children need to be looked after, you have to carry all that cost. And it is a real big barrier. So there's been a push, and the Remuneration Authority have said, yep, they're looking at this as a policy so that all councils will have the ability to reimburse childcare costs. And so as a local board, we absolutely support that, and we think it should actually go further than what's being proposed. So we think it should be up to the level of the living wage, so that that's going to be reimbursable if you've got childcare costs.
That's not a ladder, that's an upside-down snake.
Board games on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.